The New Patriotic Party has launched its 2016 manifesto, which it says will build a strong economy and create more jobs for the growing unemployed youth. The 68-page document titled An Agenda for Jobs, Creating Opportunities and Prosperity for All captures the party's vision on education, public accountability, social development, corruption and security. Speaker after speaker at the launch, which was held at the Trade Fair Centre in Accra, made a case as to why Ghanaians must vote out the NDC government and give power to the NPP. The flag bearer Nana Adudankwe Akufo-Addo said he has a track record of being patriotic and will work to ensure that equal opportunities are created for all citizens. A report by Doreen Ampofu and Jonathan Thompson.
The Trade Fair Centre was filled with thousands of MPP supporters amidst tight security and loud sounds of vuvuzelas, drumming and chanting. At the launch, speaker after speaker stressed on the fact that the economic conditions in the country currently needs change, and the MPP was poised to deliver. The flag bearer of the party, Nana Akufo-Addo, crowned the launch with an optimistic outlook of how the MPP would change the nation when voted into power.
Of restoring dignity to the teaching profession. I want a Ghana where our young people can feel and be confident of a vibrant future. I want a Ghana where hard work pays and competence rewarded. I want our farmers, fisherfolk, traders, teachers, drivers, mechanics, students, nurses, carpenters, artisans, professionals, industrialists, hairdressers and tailors, and everybody trying to earn a living to feel their efforts are appreciated and they're able to prosper in their chosen field.
A section of the large crowd took advantage to sell various products, including the much-trending Calipo drink and other party paraphernalia. The event was, however, not without the usual drama, as the heavy traffic scene nearly created a scuffle between some motorists and the security personnel.
A report by Doreen Ampofu and Jonathan Thompson.